Okay, we're on Siman Resh Pei Hei, Sif Aleph. We did the Shulchan Aruch that says that even though you hear the Torah read every Shabbos, congregationally, you're still obliged to read it for yourself every week, the Parsha twice, and the Targum once. Even the words Ataras V'Divan that don't have any Aramaic translation. We're on Sif Katan Beis. Shnai Mikra, two times the text. Avol lo yikra echad mikra ve'echad targum v'yechaven lishmo me'ashliach tzibur. But you should not figure out you'll fulfill the following by reading it once, doing the targum once, and paying attention, listening to the chazan in shul on Shabbos, and that'll be your second mikra. No, el tzarch likro shtei po'amim mikra chutz mima sheshama me'ashliach tzibur. You have to read it two times the text. Besides what you hear from the chazan, imlo shekara oz gam kein bepiv, unless you read inside together at the same time with your mouth that the chazan is doing it. Vayim b'magen Avram sif katan ches shekasu v'shem lechem chamudos. Look in the Magen Avram who writes, tibidiyevid yotzei pamachas b'masha shama mashliach tzibur. B'dievid yotz if you hear him one time. Ve'ish machronim shmachrim afil yevid. The other achronim who are strict and say even b'dievid you're not yotzei. Uve'inyan hakriya. And what about the reading itself? Yesh deos b'zeh ben achronim. There's different opinions in the latter rabbis. Yesh omim shiyikra kol pasuk shtei pa'omim v'targum alav. Some say you read each pasuk twice, and then the targum on that, and that's how you go pasuk by pasuk by pasuk. V'yesh omrim shiyikra kol parasha shtei pe'amim. Some say you read the whole parasha twice. V'yachecha targum, they do the whole targum. Haina shiyikra kol parasha psucha ostuma shtei pe'amim. Not the parasha meaning the whole Torah portion, but parasha means every section where until there's a break in the Sefer Torah, whether it's a closed or open section, then you read the targum that's on that. Ubamogen Avram ubishari tshuva mitzadin kederi shoni. The Mogen Avram and the Shari Tshuva hold like the first opinion. You go pasuk by pasuk. Ubisefer maiseravi sushagrono glomer hatargum acher kol parshup suchostum, and the Vilna Gaon did it the second way. Or when there's a break in the action, as it were. Uda Ovid Kemar Ovid Ovid Kemar Ovid. You could do it either way. You're fine as long as you get it in. Mi shehu baki betam unukudas balpeh. Someone who is good at the cantillation and the dots by heart. Tov lahader likros b'sefer Torah gufa. It's better. You could do it out of the Sefer Torah. It'd even be better. Good luck. Okay, Sifkot and Gimel. V'divon, those are the names of those places. Ritzon Olamer, Aval Pisha Embo Targum. It means to say, even though there is no Targum on that, you still do it. The Targum is the same as that text, and you do it like that. V'uadin Ruvain V'Shimon, similarly names like Ruvain and Shimon. V'yayitzabes, similarly, Tzarch Likro Shalosh, probably read them three times. Yesh machmirim, some are strict, but there's a divan sheish bo targum yishalmi. Some say words like a there's a divan that have Jerusalem Talmud explanation. Tzarch likro sham, then read it twice the text, and then v'targum yishalmi on it, so you get a third type of reading, as it were. Okay, let's take a look at the Piskei Tshuva on this challenging mitzvah of Shnai Mikra, Ve'echad Targum. Okay. All right, first going on the part that we did last time, last Friday. The Mishnah Berurah said, anyone who does this Shnai Mikra Ve'echad Targum, his life is extended. That's a Gemara in Brachos. He also merits good life, fulfilled life, It's also a skula for fear of God and to bring a spirit of holiness on you, and it's a shield and a protection. A person should not stumble on terrible sins. Okay, so it's a lot of fringe benefits here. So he says, even though the rabbis have told us the reward for that, which you don't find by other mitzvahs, that the Gemara will spell out a reward for this in other mitzvahs, doesn't mean to say that this mitzvah is more beautiful than others, but rather meaning to say, or it's like, you know, oh, it's a good luck thing to do. No, it is a total obligation on each and every Jew, even someone who learns in Kollel and learns deep Gemara all day long. He still have to do it. And a Chacham Gadol who remembers all the Pesukim in the Torah and its commentaries by heart and wants to go real in depth to the Parsha. And he says, well, you know, this time of retirement, it's for just ignorant people who can't do more than that. He should know that you can't intentionally skip this. Okay? It would be considered an intentional sin if he wouldn't do it, even though he's a big scholar. Okay? And they can't excuse yourself saying, well, I'm involved in deep Torah, so I don't have to do this. No, that's why it's saying the rewards, to show how incumbent it is upon everyone to do it. Now, although it would appear, according to the simple understanding of the law, that institution of reading twice the text with the Targum was established in their days, whenever they established it, oh, you see, because in their days, you see, let's think about this. What logical explanation give for this? Say, well, listen, in the olden days, people got called up and they had to read from the Torah. So how else would you be okay? You didn't know what aliyah you're going to get, if you're going to get an aliyah. So you have to go over the parsha twice with the Targum. So you can say, well, that was in their days. There are those who suggest that was in their days and not in our days. Okay.
That wouldn't be enough preparation to read.
That's what I say. How's that enough? Just to go it over twice? But anyway. And they also do the Targum. Remember, they do the Targum too. So that's why you'd have to prepare that. Therefore, you might have mistakenly think that's why the rabbis obliged everybody to prepare well, so that he gets called up. Remember, what happens if you get called up and you refuse? What's the punishment? Your days are shortened. So now you understand why they're saying your days are lengthened, because you'll always be on call. But he says that's not the only, still the takana that wasn't stopped now that people don't get called up to read from the Torah themselves. There's many reasons why it's obligatory to read the parshas yourself each and every year, and amongst all the reasons is that you should be an expert in Torah. Okay, so forget about listening to the Chazan Shul. You got to read it for yourself these extra times. And it seems that it was an old tradition from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, now it gets tough, man. He says, now you might figure, okay, I'll get myself out of it by just quickly going through him, as it says, like someone is like stoking the coals, and to take a yoke off his head, just brrr. But rather you have to read the two times slowly, word for word, thinking it, putting it on your heart and in your eyes. What are you reading? Think about, to reflect. These are the mitzvahs of the Torah. This is the way of Musar, of the Torah. Whatever benefits you can get from each topic of the Torah, and you're reading in order to learn, to be able to teach, to follow, to keep, and to maintain it. So it's like a big deal, in other words. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Is it the Aruch HaShulchan? No, what's this? Is 13, no. Shalah HaKadosh. Chassam Sofer. Wow, Chassam Sofer wrote a notes, specific notes, every year from whatever he thought about while he was going over Shnai Mikravecha Targum. Okay. Now, the Kabbalists speak a lot about the great rectifications that happen when you're reading the Torah twice at the Targum, and they warn us very much to read it very carefully, the letters, with fear and trepidation, and even, one second, and with your talis on, because many did it right after davening, while they still had their talis and tefillin on. That's what the Yavid says his father Chacham Tzvi did. And some would maybe put, have them, they have the second pair of tefillin of Rabbeinu Tam, they'd have it on them. Of course, you can't do that on Rosh Chodesh, but still you could have your talis on. So it's like, it was like part of davening. You know, you finish davening, now you sit down, you do Shnai Mikra, take your time, dwell on it, etc., etc. Okay, and the Chassidim and Ein Shemaisa would really try to read out of a Sefer Torah Kosher, as the Mishnah Berurah said. Okay, however, to take out a Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh and Shul for this reason, maybe not. As we have to say, not everybody who wants to take the name can take the name. In other words, you have to know if you're big enough tzaddik for that. And therefore you're not allowed to do it unless you're well-renowned as a great tzaddik who's very careful in mitzvah observance. And especially if you're not going to be able to know the notes and everything and the dots, certainly not to do it. Do it out of a chumash would be much better. Okay. You got to say over even Ateres V'divon, words that their translation is the same thing as in Hebrew, although some say go to the Jerusalem Talmud Targum. Jerusalem Targum is different types of Targum. The one we have in our Chumash is Yonasan ben Uziel. But there's other types of Aramaic Targum. So there's other Targums that give you other explanations. Okay. So it comes out, but either way, now our Chumashim has, I guess, depends whose Chumash is that has the Talmud Yerushalmi, and there is explanation, and they have the Targum, not Yonas ben Uzziel, I meant Targum Unkelus. We have Targum Unkelus in our Chumash. Some say, really, you should read it the one time with the regular Targum, say the word Ateres V'divon again, and then the Jerusalem that has whatever extended Targum. Okay, anyway, same thing says the Shalal, let's say Birchas Kohanim, that in the days of Rishonim we only had Targum. Okay, well, we have to wait till yesterday. Okay, what else? Okay, now the next point. How we read it. Do we do it pasuk by pasuk we do it, or section by section? And the Mishnah Berurah said, well, however you do it, it's fine. And to conclude this topic, based on the Achronim and the other holy books, the way to read it has been widespread for those who are God-fearing people for all generations. What? You start off, you preface this, wow, by saying the pasuk V'atem Advekim B'Hashem Elokeichem Chaim Kochem Hayom.
It's good.
You are all cleaving to Hashem today, and you're all alive today, that pasuk. You preface it. Wow. Remember, we said, because the Gemara says, your life is extended if you say it, so say that pasuk. And that's what Reb, the Stipler, would do. Uh, And that would, and the reason what you would do it is so it'll help you not to be distracted. You have to be dovuk to Hashem when you're reading Hashem's Torah. Kaf HaChaim would say, you say Yehi Rotzon L'Shem Yichud Kutshu Brich, etc. I'm coming to now already Bal Likros Parsha Shavua Shemaim Yechavecha Targum. Okay, to whatever repairs happen into the higher worlds, etc., etc. So there's some even preliminary things you say. Okay. And then you read each pasuk two times, and then you do the targum without skipping, and not to, you know, do one thing before another, etc. And until you finish the entire parsha, you wouldn't break with any type of speaking or eating or drinking. You would just do straight. That's one way. It's from beginning to end, one sitting. Okay, there are others that their Masorah is...
He doesn't say what day of the week.
Doesn't say anything about that. There are others who say, no, to read it each section, as we said, twice, and then the Targum after. And there are those who read the entire Parsha from beginning to end, and then the Targum. And each one has their sources for why they do it. You don't have to stand when you do this, and from the fact that nothing special was said, it appears that even, let's say, reading Shira Sayama or Sira Sadibros on your own, you don't have to stand. But the custom is, when you're doing it on your own, to stand for Shira Sayama and Sira Sadibros when you're doing the two times. And the last pasuk you do, read it three times. A third time after Targum, the last pasuk, after you two and one, do one more time the text. Now you really want to make it great, and then afterwards read the Haftorah, as we'll see later on, from the book of the Nevi'im, and then with the Ksuvim, the Perek Hashem Melech Geus, etc., etc., the Shir Shal Yom for the Friday. Wow, that's a lot to chew on over there. All right, next part. Okay, I don't have to do that. Now, when you read the Aseres HaDibros, which trump do you use? There's a regular trump and the trump in shul. So do the tam atachton. In other words, the way it is in the Chumash, the regular way, the way it is pasuk by pasuk, and not the way it's read in shul. Okay. All right. Good. Now we'll go to Bays. So, okay. So it's got to be a real, it's got to take a lot of time. But then again, if you're a big, smart person and you've done it for many years, it gets easier. It gets, the first few times, it's quite hard. Listen, just reading it without any thought at all still takes at least, over the course of a week, at least an hour. So that's if you're just reading it, and it's let alone thinking about it. But we'll see, there's a lot more to add. We've only done the first sif, and there's six more to go. Okay. Im beis, im lomad haparsha beferish Rashi. What if you learn the parsha with Rashi? Chashav kamo targum. That would be like doing it with the targum. Guess what? The Yori Shemaim Yikra Targum Vagam Perish Rashi. The God-fearing person will read the Targum, and I will throw Rashi in for good measure too. So to add another 3 hours to this mitzvah. Siv Katan Dalad Beperish Rashi. Why? Because Shu Mefarish is a Mikra Kamosha Mefarish a Targum VeYosmenu. Because Rashi explains the text like the Targum does, and even more so. Because not only the words as the Targum does, but he's explaining the topic based on the way Chazal said and their fundamental ideas. Aval im kura bishar laz. What if you read it in another translation? Let's say English. There's your question. Shumafarish rakas amilim luchu. They're only explaining the words, but it's not really the concept. Lo yeitze yedei chovaso b'makom targum. You have not fulfilled your obligation as a replacement for the targum. Levisha Targum Mefarish Kamad Varm Shein Lohovin Mitoch Hamikra, because the Targum explains many things he could not understand from the text. So English will not be a substitute for the Targum. Hey, Choshev Kamo Targum, Rashi's like Targum, Valken Yotze, Vamasha Kare Shnei Pami Mikra, Ve'echad Perish Rashi. It could be Yotze two times the text and once Rashi, and you wouldn't have to read the Targum Unklus at all. Vosam Psukim, what about those Psukim, Shein Alei and Perish Rashi? There's not Rashi on every Pasuk. There's certain Psukim without any Rashi. Then you go some shows, then read the Pasuk three times straight without the Targum. Misha Eno Barhochi. What if a guy is not capable? Sheyavin is Perish Rashi. He doesn't understand Rashi. Now, you can't say that nowadays because then we have English Rashi too. Raylikros Beferish Atara Sheyesh Peloshin Ashkenaz Bezunenu. You can read a commentary on the Torah that's written in German in our days.
Yiddish.
Kamo Sefer Tzenarena. That was a commentary. Kiyetzeba Mavarim Esaparsha Alpi Perish Rashi. Explain it based on the Rashi. Ushar Chachamenu Zal Habnima Sotam or other scholarly commentaries that are based on the fundamentals of the Talmud. It's not just the words, it's the whole topic that's involved over there. So certainly, you know, if you took a commentary like Hirsch or something like that, that's in English, who really explains everything, explain to you what is going on over there. Right? So that would work too, I would imagine. They do have the Tzenarena has been translated into English. Either Art Scroll or Masorah has the commentary Tzenarena, and that you could read it in English, and that would do it for you as the Targum. Okay, so that's an interesting option. Okay, Sivkut and Vav Targum Vagan Perish Rashi, but the God fearing person is going to do the Targum and the Rashi. Okay, Targum Yesh Lo Maila. The Targum has its own virtue. What's the virtue of the Targum? Shenitam Besina. That was given at Sinai. It is word for word translation. Yeah, but you got to understand Aramaic. That's the problem, right? I don't think there now is an English Targum out there.
I think there is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Who puts it out? You don't know.
I don't want to say for sure. I think Art Scroll.
Uperish Rashi Eshlo Mile, but Rashi has its own virtue. Shumafarish Asa'inyan, Alpimidish Chazal Yosem Targum. Explains the concepts based on the teachings of the rabbis better than Targum. Ubemis Kein Roy Linug, and truthfully that's the best way to go. Lechol Adam for everybody. Shilmud Bechol Shavu Hamasidra. Everyone should read the Parsha twice. Im Perish Rashi with the commentary of Rashi. Levada Targum besides the Targum. Gish Kama Parshas Batorah. There's many Parshas in the Torah. Uberfat Bechelik Vayikra. Certainly in Parshas Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra. Sheshal Avinam Klal Ayde Targum Chud. With the Targum alone, you're not going to understand the book of Vayikra. Now, Mishay Biyoto Targum. What if you don't have a Targum? Farak HaChumish Levad. Just a Chumish. Yeshlo. You also have. Yikra Shnei Pomi Mikra. V'acher Kach. Keshistam El Targum Yomer. So read the two times in the text. And when you can find a book with a Targum, then read the Targum. Lo yikare pasuk hamuuchar kodam amuktam aliyikra kaseir. Don't read one pasuk later than another one. Don't go out of order, but go in the right order. Lo yikare atargam tchilavar chamikra. Don't read the targum first and then the text. Aliyikra lachachil shnai mikra mikodam varchach targum. First read twice the text and then the targum, as the Gemara says. That's the expression. It appears from the Gemara that it's the two times first and then the targum. Im Efshalosh lo yafsik bishnai mikra vecha targum al shum dover hu tovi of mod. If you don't, if it's possible for you to go the twice the text once the targum, without any interruptions, that's a very good. Chen risi mabedakta ki mosim kein. I saw many that are particular about this. Chen roy lebal nefesh lasos, and a person who is very mindful of his spirit would do that. Okay, look at the different commentaries on that. Is that the end of the Mishnah Berurah on that?
Yeah.
Piskei Tshuva, let's just start a little bit here. There isn't a lot. God-fearing person does both. Because the main obligation of reading the Shnaimik Rechatargum is understanding what's going on. It's for saying everybody should understand everything. And someone who does not understand Hebrew or Targum and doesn't understand at all what he's saying, so Rashi isn't going to help him either. So he'd be putter from this mitzvah, as it were, if you really don't understand what you're doing. However, it's fitting the person should make efforts to find a pair and a commentary in English that he understands, that explains it well. He has to be very careful that that he's reading it from a good source. Okay, and truthfully, the Beis Yosef in the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim, the Beis Yosef, Shulchan Poskim, the Targum Unkelus, you should always read it, and even to learn Rashi or other commentaries, because Unkelus, remember we said, was given at Sinai, and based on the Kabbalists is an important thing, and therefore Rashi as well, a God-fearing person should learn it every week, as it says in Shulchan Aruch, even if you know what you're reading in the Chumash, still you should learn Rashi. Okay. Anyway, we'll have to stop here. We'll just got a little bit more over there, and we'll continue tomorrow. Mirzah Shem.